Adam McDonald is the head auctioneer with Lawson's Australia, star of the TV show Aussie Pickers, and Ad is also with Lukey Boner on The Man Cave every Friday morning. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Ad.
G'day, Adam.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Look, I've had
He's
better
really
days.
Smarting today, Adam.
There was more people in the crowd than Broncos scored points.
Oh, there's just new
That's
angles.
It. I'm gone.
New angles of humour in this.
It. Oh, there we go.
Fake news.
I'm gone.
Listen, I'm a Newcastle supporter, so I'm a long-suffering. I've got, I can stand it.
Yeah. Hey, Ad, just quickly, because you do memorability. We've got Robin wants to have a chat. She's got something she wants an evaluation
before
on.
Before Paddy mentions that, though, I was just wondering, I've got this old Alfie Langer Broncos card, and I've got a Peter Sterling footy card from 83. You know, it's one, what's worth more than the other?
I reckon Sterlo's worth more, mate. Yeah, it's got to be.
By far. Thank you very much.
And if you were to have, like I do, a Broncos jersey from the first time they won the premiership with everyone, Alfie Langer signed it, Wally Lewis signed it, Gene Miles.
Who's he?
There was, I think, Tony Curry might have been there. It was the original with Powers on it, the Powers Brewery, when they sponsored
them. The Powers that they've all lost now.
Would that be worth much?
Yeah, it would. Some of the game's greats are on that. You sure there'd be Gene Miles and all the big boppers, but it definitely would be worth something. But wouldn't be worth a penny down south of the border. I tell you, no one wanted down here.
All right, good point. We got Robin from Glenning Valley. G'day, Rob. How you going, Robin?
Going.
Yeah. Now, what have you got for Adam to evaluate? What have you got?
I have got a single, like a 48.
Oh, I've lost Robin. Oh, Robin, give us a call back. Sorry. We're Robin.
She's got a single, a 48 single. Oh.
You lost the game and Robin.
Yeah. Yes. He's losing everything. What do you reckon the most valuable original 48 single song would be? If you had to pick a song out there that was going to be worth something on a single, what would it be?
It'd be one of the iconic rock songs. It'd be something by Queen or maybe Led Zeppelin or one of the big bands like that.
Because, you know, when you used to be able to buy singles on vinyl, you know, you paid 10 cents for a vinyl record, right? And what are you sort of selling that sort of the big end of them for now?
Oh, they're probably worth about 30 bucks, 30 bucks, 40 bucks a pop. But it all with records, it all comes down to the condition of the actual record as well as the sleeve that it sits in, because that's when there's not much advertising, so your advertising is how good your record sits on the shelf.
Right.
And that's the eye-catching, that's how you got the sales.
What about Prince's iconic and rare Blue Angel Cloud guitar? It was going to auction. It was expected to get $500,000. Mate, that's a lot of money.
Oh, not for what it is. You think what sort of iconic tracks have been penned on that axe, you know?
Like, right.
That's if you're a Prince fan, which is plenty of them, and plenty of them with money, it's... Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's unachievable by any stretch of the imagination. Right.
We've got Robin from Glenning Valley back. Hey, Rob, what have you got?
It's the 48 single of Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin. Ooh. It was apparently unreleased.
Where did you get it?
Oh, I bought it when I was back in 75. I bought it in Maryland's Mall. At the arcade, our record shop.
So it'd be an original first pressing. So I reckon you'd be looking maybe $150, $200, something up there.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
That's good. What if it was...
That's all right. It cost me about $1.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Adam, what about if something like that, let's say you had it signed?
Oh, it'd be much, much more. But the thing with signatures, though, they're hard to verify. So unless you've got provenance from it, like where they signed it, if they've got a photo of them signing it, Or something like that. The signatures is the easiest thing to forge in the collectible game.
Yeah, right.
I'll give you $30 for it, Robin.
No chance.
Okay, all right. Thanks for that, Rob.
Yeah, hey, Paddy will sign it for you.
Hey, Ed, what about sporting memorabilia? And then we'll let you go. Mate, is it worth, you know, we have all these charity auctions. Any of the items that you buy from charity auctions, mate, do they go in price or is it because there's so many dime a dozen?
It's because there's so many dime a dozen, they won't climb in price. So all those sort of framed jerseys and framed boxing gloves and all that, they are specifically made for charity auctions. Right. And the beautiful thing about charity auctions is you're in a room full of room, everyone's had about 6.5 schooners and they're into it, you know, and they've got their hand in the air and they're paying overs for a Broncos jersey, a.k.a. Paddy.
So overs. $5, that's overs. Yeah.
So the resale value on them is not much, but it's one of those things. If you're a fan, it's in your house. You know, it's yours. So
yeah, it's a personal thing, and you're giving to charity.
That's right, and the money goes to charity. That's why Shane Warne's hat went for so much, because it's not because it was Shane Warne. It's not because of what he did in the hat. It's because it was going to the bushfires. So that's why the price was so high. It was a shade over a million.
I would have loved to see what he did in that hat.
Can you imagine it? I'm smoking a cigarette.
With his Playboy undies. And thanks very much for joining us. We will speak again. Adam McDonald, head auctioneer with Lawson's Australia, star of TV show Aussie Pickers, and on with Luke Boner on Friday nights, or Friday mornings, I should say,
And Parramatta Real support.
No, Newcastle night. Get out of here. And thanks for joining us. See you, Ed. See you, mate.
Thanks, boys.